You have to study. You have to spend time with it. You have to make sure you understand. If it says, you know, go 4 steps and then turn right, you can't go 3 steps and turn left. You have to learn how to study it like a map, because it's a blueprint. It shows you the way you should go, how you should operate. And the only way you're gonna grow up in this thing, it's not like you can't one night stand God. You have to get in a relationship with him, and it's a mutual relationship. You with him and he's with you, and you with him and he's with you, and you're walking and you're talking and you're reading his word. And then when you have questions, you have to see, this is the thing, when you get born again, as soon as you make the decision to make Jesus the head of your life, and you ask him to become the head over your life and let him be the Lord, or the one who's in charge, and let his word be the final, you get a bonus. You get the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit moves on the inside of your spirit. And what he does, he is a person, and he's walking with you and talking with you. What he will do, he will lead you in the way that you should go. He will teach you things. He will teach you in all things. He will bring back to your remembrance, because when you're reading about, you may not remember everything, but the Holy Spirit is there to help bring it back to your remembrance when you're in a situation or when you're walking through your everyday life, and he will show you those things which are to come. You're not in this by yourself. Then you have other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. That's why he gave you a pastor. And what a pastor does is they teach you and they nurture you and they help guide you according to God's word to help you grow up in the things of God.